You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Once more, happy National Radio Day. Thank you for joining us here on the radio. You're in Loop here on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig, on the ones and twos as he always does. A little bit of A Tribe Called Quest in the background. And you getting involved with the program as you always do. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And also, we always want to give appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live stream.
Yes. You have appreciation to Mo Karam.
That's right. That's right. Or else John will come for you, it seems.
Yeah, exactly.
Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Lopez, how you living?
I am living fantastic. You ever have one of those moments before we get into this training camp thing, which, by the way, I guess there's some subterfuge going on now.
What do you mean?
Over at training camp. You can't really talk about everything that you see and all that.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Well, it's out there on Twitter, so
I guess
we can. Yeah, you ever, get to work, and all of a sudden you realize, because this is what happened to me, this is the only little down tick in my day. I'm having a fantastic day. You got to have it. Like I always say, green side of the grass is a good day.
So I got here. Cereal in the truck and everything.
And I crossed my legs like I always do to stretch my back. As you know, I'm always sitting here with my legs crossed to stretch my back. And I looked at my shoe. It's time to retire these shoes. There's holes in both of them. So that's my first thought.
You let your shoes go so far to get holes?
I got holes in both these shoes.
I feel like you went too far.
I don't even want to know what's going on with your underwear.
So, fantastic day, except I looked at my shoes and said, yeah, time to make these fishing shoes. Time to retire them to the boat.
Wait.
Yeah.
No, they just get downcycled?
Yeah, you can take them out on the boat because they get dirty, blood on them, water on them, salt water.
But if they have holes, don't you now have dirty salt water?
It's warm out there, man. It's warm out there.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because it doesn't matter if there's a hole. Your feet won't get cold.
Oh.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Anywho, that was my first thought that as I
was that you have a hole in your shoe.
Time to retire these shoes.
Okay.
You retire clothes and shoes, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I try and do that before they literally have holes in them.
Look at that right
Although
there.
To be fair, yeah, that's definitely a hole in it. And I am now looking at your toe. That's weird. He out here Jose Altuve in it, just showing. No, I usually will try and retire clothing with enough time to take it to, I don't know, some level of secondary store that will then, I don't know, sell it on and, you know, continue its life.
Eventually,
whatever.
But yeah, you just got to go a long way to go. Anyway, that was a little exit that we took at the top of the show because you asked me how I was doing.
Thank you for that. I guess I will remedy that by stopping to ask you how you're doing.
Great. Other than that, training camp.
Yes.
Training camp.
Yes. Training camp. In some ways, it's kind of winding down. Obviously, there's a couple more major points when it comes to training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Those being tomorrow out there in Detroit. I forget what the name of their training facility is, but you can't actually expect me to remember all the names of their training facilities.
It's
like the Meyer training facility or
it
something.
Is. It sure is.
You're welcome.
Good Lord, he knew that.
I'm a sick human being. You know this. But yeah, they'll be out there in Detroit with the joint practice, which is probably number one if we're power ranking them. Mm-hmm. Number two then is probably preseason game number three, which is there at Ford Field versus the Lions on Saturday. And then point number four, or number three, rather, which is the termination point, is the cutdown, which is next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, those are the marks in time, so to speak, that this team has in front of them. But I think for all intents and purposes, or if you prefer, intensive purposes.
Oh, so you're not going to get mad about that?
Huh? No, I am mad about
it. Okay, very good.
I'm being facetious. It's over, except for tomorrow. Tomorrow is really the last big day of training camp to me.
Okay.
Because it's you know, joint practices. The game on Saturday, we're going to watch it, but it's going to be just a ton of backups. I wouldn't expect very many starters, if any, if they can get away with it, you know, to play in that game. So it's pretty much over. And I mentioned that thing about, you know, they're kind of in regular season mode, and I'm not breaking any news here. It's out there on Twitter.
Is it out there?
Yeah, it is.
I didn't see it.
Look at Jonathan Alexander.
damn, he throwing people under the bus, too. That's crazy.
No, he's reporting it. So regular season.
Got Mike Fiers in the building, man. Damn.
You went to Mike Fiers?
That's right.
You went to Mike Fiers?
If you haven't noticed. It's out there. Jonathan Alexander put it out there.
Yeah, don't talk to me. Talk to him.
I can't believe you compared me to Mike Fiers.
Kareem Akbar. He's the brains behind this operation.
Oh, that's good, Figgy, even though I hate it. So it's regular season mode, which means, oh, so-and-so's running with the, we can't really do that anymore.
I know that there's a lot of people that were saluting Sam Warren of the Houston Chronicle for giving you play-by-play of what's happening.
Yeah.
You will not see that today, unfortunately. So with that being the case, like, let's kind of start doing our training camp wrap-up looks, and maybe we look at this through this lens. Who has changed their opinion or your opinion of them the most thus far through training camp? 713-572-4610.
Yeah, there's a few. You know, from the start of training camp, what I thought and this person or this thing changed my mind the most. Top of the list, I don't even think it's close. You might. Xavier Hutchinson. Xavier Hutchinson, when we started camp, I thought, hell, maybe he's on the bubble. You know, maybe this guy's not going to be a Texan this year. At best, I thought of him as a depth piece, does a little special teams. You know, they brought in Christian Kirk, drafted two receivers. I was like, Xavier Hutchinson, oh boy, he's a starter, dude.
Not only that, like, and this is probably a little unfair to characterize it as this. So I'll try and be delicate with the way that I put this. We were kind of looking at him as almost standing next to John Mechie, depth-wise,
so.
Going into training camp. Now, that might have been more about us and less about them because the Texans have been very clear about loving Xavier Hutchinson, what he brings to this team. But still, we probably looked at that as a little bit closer to that range. I definitely did not anticipate being in this place where I go, he's kind of a starter.
And versatile. You know, they're using him in different ways. So Xavier Hutchinson, to me, is at the top of the list. No question about
He's definitely one of those.
Another one to me, and I'm wondering what you were thinking at the beginning versus today. Titus Howard is a guard.
Yeah, and that one feels more circumstantial than anything because I think the Cam Robinson injury happens and then also Blake Fisher maybe not standing up in the way that we've wanted to see. It seems like there might still be some openings for him to maybe do some level of convincing. I don't know. Especially after he had Blake Fisher had a good game versus the Panthers. But yeah, we were kind of thinking of, and it seemed very clear that Tyce Howard was going to be a guard. Again, we had all of the, thankful kind of tones from the coaches about, hey, we appreciate him sliding in and being willing to do whatever. And now, lo and behold, he's back out here at right tackle, which I actually don't even know how I feel about this because last year, Tyce Howard at right tackle was one of the things that we looked at that we were like, damn, this is not sufficient. Now, of course, the upcycle in the offensive line has been less about the talent, I think, and more about you know the schematics and you know the actual fundamentals and the properties of what this offense is going to bring to an offensive line and techniques. So maybe that is ultimately what changes the dynamics here.
Yeah.
But I think if you took a poll of the Texans fan base, you would find that Titus Howard playing at tackle is ultimately something that people feel good about in a way that they almost 180 degrees felt differently about probably 9 months ago.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, not all of them are necessarily a good thing, what you thought at the start of camp versus what you think today.
Okay, where are you going here?
Well, because at the start of the camp, I was like, I, quite sure I said these words. Christian Harris is going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He's going to step in. Yeah, I think they have confidence in him. He'll be back, et cetera. And now?
That's changed for you?
A little bit. I'm not sure.
I think he's in that same place. And now, yeah. Also, part of what does this is, I don't know if you saw this, the right. Texans put out yet another depth chart. Mm-hmm. And, of course, take it with a grain of salt. D'Amico says that he didn't put this out. But I think that that is, mm-hmm. like, a slight, I don't want to call it a lie, but it's a slight misgiving on what happens here. Mm-hmm. I do think that there is some level of communication, but I don't think that it's a full accounting of how they feel about everything. However, with all that being said, Christian Harris still slides in as that second, you know, second team linebacker, where EJ Speed is behind him. Mm-hmm. And now what makes it interesting is Jake Hansen is on that second line next to Christian right. Harris. So I don't know what that means about Jake Hansen or whatever. But ultimately, Christian Harris, he's not been able to get out there a ton.
But that's why.
But I still think that, again, he is the type of guy that we know what his caliber is. And when he is out there, they will believe and they will trust in him. And he just recently has gotten back out.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We were talking Pro Bowl with him. You know, and now, you know, that's where he is. Here's another one.
Oh, so your thought change is not that he would be on the team and be factoring in. You thought that he would usurp Henry Toto.
Yeah, what he was in the postseason that 1 year. And here's another one. At the beginning of the camp, I'm like, man, this team is really deep at safety. Really deep at safety. Well, Jimmy Ward happened.
Yeah.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson happened. And now, you know, you're sort of wondering, you know, who's who on the depth chart at the safety position.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's a fair point. We've seen Jalen Petrie get some reps yesterday mm-hmm. at safety, just kind of, I imagine, to give some additional coverage.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that shifts for me. It really is, and it's the Jimmy Ward thing that shifts it.
It seems like
C.J. Gardner-Johnson is already working his way back. But I think part of what, not to put words in your mouth, but mm-hmm. if I'm assuming what you're kind of thinking correctly, the idea of even if he's willing to go or ready to go week one, C.J. Mm-hmm. Gardner-Johnson, there's still the thought in your mind, what happens if a re-aggravation happens,
sure.
right? Playing the car crash sport on whatever happens with that knee.
Absolutely.
That is fair. I think I have found over the last week a little bit more respect for M.J. Stewart than I had previously had, because mm-hmm. it feels like they trust him deeply to do all the things. And by and large, he's kind of stood up mm-hmm. in the way that you wanted. But yeah, I very much felt stronger about when you had Jimmy Ward and you felt comfortable with him playing all of those roles. Yeah. Also, even just being the backup for Jalen Petrie as mm-hmm. well in that nickel role. Because now that is Miles Bryant that's probably the next man up. That feels it feels like a half step down
right.
from Jimmy Ward. So I do think that that's fair, but it probably all hinges on Jimmy Ward. I don't know that I've swung a ton, but I think that I have definitely, I'm with you. I've moved a little bit here.
All right, and tell me what you think about these last couple that I have from the start of training camp to today. And this isn't necessarily, maybe it's good and bad, maybe it's neither. I thought Jaden Higgins is going to step right in and be that guy at the top of the depth chart, and Jalen Nowell might take a bit of time to develop. It's kind of role reversal.
To some degree, but I think that, funny enough, with that supposed role reversal, they kind of end up in the same place for me, which is obviously you're going to lean on Nico Collins. He's the best wide receiver on your team. He's one of the best in the league.
Yeah.
You're going to lean on Christian Kirk, veteran guy that knows exactly how to get to his spots and seems like he fits very well with what you're doing offensively. And then it seems like they're going to depend and trust in Xavier Hutchinson, and then we're going to filter in some Higgins and some Nowell. So it kind of feels like they're in that same place.
But I think a little more confidence in Nowell.
I found a little bit more confidence in Higgins as well, seeing like some of the routes that he's run. And also, to be fair, he has not been running as much with the ones as Hutchinson, but he's been making plays with the twos. Like him and Davis Mills seem to have a really good connection that I'm sure him and C.J. Stroud could facilitate in that same way. I just don't think that he's going to be the immediate. He is the on the other side of Nico Collins and having the huge impact in the way that I think some people had. And to be fair, I think there was a number of people that were like, hey, let's probably be a little bit a little slow in walking into the idea that he's just going to be Nico Collins number two on the other side because he's 6'4 as well.
Right. And here's the last one, and this is more me. Maybe you and Figgy, you know, might have fallen into this category as well. But at the start of training camp, I've said it on this show, I thought Cade Stover would develop into more of a complete tight end, would fit much better in this style of offense, could maybe be an every down tight end. I don't see it yet.
And that's fair, but I think that there was people with this team, right? When you heard them talk, you heard John Harris, who was a very valuable football mind to consider, really rave about that possibility. So I understand where that was coming from. But yeah, it seems like there's still room to develop that. I think that that's still a possibility as the season continues. But there's a lot that's happening when it comes to building in this offense and establishing what they want to do headed into the season. And it probably wasn't fair to be like, hey, Cade Stover, with your offseason and then with this training camp, we expect you to kind of like have taken your you know, pass catching thing, you know, dynamic from one place all the way to a whole different level.
Is there anything that you at the beginning camp, you thought, okay, this is what I'm thinking? I'm sure you agree. I mean, you agreed with me on some of these, like especially Xavier Hutchinson, but things have changed. And by the way, kudos to them. They came in talking about competition. You know, everybody's fighting for a job every day. You stack the days, all that good stuff. And lo and behold, there has been some competition that has made us look differently at this team.
And that was where I was going to go. Like offensive line as a whole, I was still holding out belief in the idea that we're just going to have, you know, all five fingers in a glove. We're going to have all these guys pulling the same direction. We're going to find a level early on. It seems like there's a possibility that they have that. Now, of course, again, we've talked about the fact that that's the Panthers' defensive line. They weren't good at stopping the run, but the physicality, the nastiness, the things that they have professed that they wanted on the offensive line has shown up in the offensive line early. So that's good. But the results continuing to show, especially against higher level teams, I think remains to be seen, or at least remains to be proven per se. I think tomorrow will go a good way in kind of giving us a little bit of an idea of that. So, yeah, that's the part that I'm interested in continuing. But I honestly did not think that they would have this level of smoothness, especially even during camp. Yeah. There was a number of weeks where we're looking at this offensive line saying, yeah, I don't think they're going to hit the mark. And it feels like they're getting a lot closer to hitting the mark that they wanted when they started making these moves early on in the offseason.
And tomorrow is a big, big day. To me, the last big day before we go to L.A.
Yeah. Training camp really is starting to wind down. There's been some big opinion shifts over training camp, so we'll continue to kind of talk about that. And as you mentioned, we could have some even bigger shifts depending on how your Texans show up against the Lions out there in a joint practice tomorrow. And we'll give you what we can here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I see you. Can we just stay on football talk and not talk about those dudes that play at Daikin Park?
Sorry.
I don't think we can. It was another shutout for your Astros. But do you feel differently about this one? I want to talk about that and more next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.